We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Leaders in the Republican Party are putting more pressure on Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore to drop out of the race. Moore, though, has dug in even deeper in the face of the sexual assault allegations. Joining us on our newsline, Michael Finnegan from the Los Angeles Times. Michael, you wrote about the process it would take to remove Moore from the Senate should he be elected. What goes into that process?
It's not been successful very often, not since the Civil War, actually. Only 15 senators have ever been expelled, and 14 of them were for supporting the Confederacy. But it's been tried about a dozen times since the Civil War, and in this case, it would involve most likely the Senate Ethics Committee voting on whether he should be expelled over these allegations that he sexually assaulted teenage girls. And then it would be up to the Senate and would take a two-thirds vote to kick him out.
And if Moore were to win, certainly a lot of people in Alabama would be upset. You'd basically be saying that their vote doesn't count.
They would, no doubt. It would be quite a mess within the Republican Party for things to get to that point if that's indeed what happens.
Moore is refusing, of course, to back out. What kind of support does he still have at this point?
Not a lot. He's in Alabama. The state party is still with him, but even the senior senator, Senator Shelby of Alabama, abandoned him. And there's some holdouts in conservative media. I believe Rush Limbaugh would be one of them. But even some of the Fox News hosts over the last 24 hours have started to call into question his defense of the allegations that the women have made against him at this point.
A lot of talk now, Michael, about maybe a potential write-in campaign. Alabama Senator Richard Shelby says he'll write in another Republican. What's the possibility of that taking off and working?
It could happen, but it's not an ideal scenario for the Republican Party because Moore has a very strong and very loyal base of support. So the chances are the Republican vote would wind up getting split between whoever this writing candidate might be and Moore, which would leave an ideal opening for the Democratic candidate, Doug Jones, to actually prevail.
Michael, we appreciate your time. Thanks. Michael Finnegan from the Los Angeles Times here on the Afternoon Roundup. Thanks, Michael.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.